Well, each year on December 19th, we have this reading about the announcement of the birth of John the Baptist and the appearance of the angel Gabriel to Zechariah in the temple. As I mentioned yesterday at my masses, that the angel Gabriel, his name means the strength of God. And the angel Gabriel had been on some other missions from God. Way back in 500 BC, he had appeared to Daniel and told Daniel that one day a Messiah would be born. And now today he shows up in the Holy Temple of Jerusalem, at the Holy of Holies, where Zechariah was offering incense. Zechariah was of the priestly class. There were thousands of priests, about 120,000 priests. Most of them were married and living at home, but they would have different turns, different divisions would take turns to go to Jerusalem to perform their priestly duties, and they would do that for a few weeks or a few months, and they would return back. So on this occasion, Zechariah is on his duty as a priest in Jerusalem, and they would have to choose lots of who would be the most fortunate one to be able to go into the Holy of Holies to offer incense. That itself might have only occurred one time in a person's entire life. Most of the priests probably never got chosen to go inside the Holy of Holies, inside the temple. And when all amazing things would sometimes happen, they would tie a rope around the priest's foot, because if he died of fright, nobody could go in and get him. So if he was in there, they would just have to pull him out because nobody else could enter the Holy of Holies. And normally they would have bells tied to their arms, and they would ring the bells to show that they were still alive inside there. So Zechariah goes in to offer the incense, and the angel Gabriel appears to him and says, "Do not be afraid. Your prayer has been heard." And it sounds like that Elizabeth and Zechariah have been praying for children for many years. They might have been in their 60s or 70s. We don't know how old they were, but they were well past childbearing age. Elizabeth had been barren her whole life, but apparently they had been praying. And it says God heard their prayer, and that they would conceive a son, and they would name him John. And it describes what will happen when John is born. The great joy, the gladness, that he would be like Samson, the prophet in the Old Testament. He'd be like Samson. He would drink neither wine or strong drink, and he would be specially chosen by God. The angel Gabriel even reveals that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. And this occurred at the visitation when Mary visited Elizabeth. John the Baptist leapt in his mother's womb. He was sanctified. He was cleansed of original sin. He was filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. Gabriel tells us he'll turn the children of Israel back to the Lord their God. So the Jewish people, many of them would come back to the Lord their God. He would be the one that would come in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward their children, which is what it said in the Old Testament that this Elijah figure would do. The disobedient would turn to righteousness and prepare a people fit for the Lord. So right there, the angel Gabriel gives us the entire mission of John the Baptist. Well, Zechariah doubts this. Unlike our Blessed Mother, who asked how it could happen, even though she believed it could happen, Zechariah doubts that it could happen. He says, "How can this be? I'm an old man. My wife is advanced in age." Well, because of this, the angel reveals his name and says, "I am Gabriel. I stand before God. I give you this good news. I came to give you good news, but now that you've doubted, you will be speechless and unable to talk until all this takes place." Well, of course, all the people are waiting outside. They're probably getting ready to tug on that rope and pull him out, but he comes out. Of course, he can't speak. And he's deaf and mute, so they realize he had seen a vision. So he gives them the hand signals and explains a few things. And after his time, he goes back home to Elizabeth, who I'm sure was a little bit shocked herself. Now, for the first time in their long marriage, she could talk without being interrupted. And she probably loved this 9 months of peace and quiet and no arguments. And then, of course, they obviously conceived this child. And then Elizabeth is so filled with joy because she realizes that her barrenness is over. She's been blessed by a baby boy. And this baby boy would be the one who would prepare the way for the Lord.